This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I thought tonight would be a nice night to talk about something that's maybe a little familiar, but is coming to the area in a bit of a different way. You're no doubt familiar with the name John Taylor. He does a lot of things related to music in the area, and specifically in close to my home area of Henry County. And he's starting a new thing through, it's a live music sort of a thing called Heartland Connections. And we're going to talk about that with John, who just happened to be in town, is here in the studio tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, especially last minute.
Well, we should say that, by the way, a full disclosure, that we were going to talk on the phone, and then what do my wondering eyes appear? And John's here in Galesburg this afternoon. You have a guest with you that I'll we'll talk about here in just a couple of minutes, but I want to talk about this first. John, you, through the various things you do with Galva and the music series there, and what am I thinking of here, the things in Bishop Hill at the Creative Commons and things like that, this just kind of elevating music through the area sounds like it has become, how do I say it, quite the passion for you, has it not?
It's absolutely a passion. Yeah, I'm obsessed with it. I guess there's no way around it, really. And so, like you were saying, myself and Jason Bates, we decided to start this thing called Heartland Connections, which
talk about that.
Yeah, which is it kind of grew out of all of this, just kind of naturally as we were doing more things. It became obvious that there needed to be some more cohesion between. Not only what, you know, the things that the different pieces of things that I'm involved in, but then also just within the area, you know, just connecting with other groups in the area and making those connections and working together.
That sounds a little unique to me, only because I think, you know, there are a number of, like, for example, here in Galesburg, there are a bunch of different theater groups, and they don't necessarily all work together, although sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But it sounds like that you're kind of making a bridge in that regard so that everybody can kind of easily come together, right?
That's exactly it. Yeah, that was kind of what happened, and it happened kind of naturally. You know, in doing all these things, there's a lot of times where you need something or someone needs something. And normally it's a very small thing and a very easy connection to make. Mm-hmm. You know, just connecting one group to another group, and then all of a sudden both of the groups are benefiting, and just things like that, where bringing together different groups, different people, different organizations for the greater good.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about. And like you said, yeah, a lot of times I think it's easy to kind of be stuck within a certain group or whatever, and not really kind of reaching out and collaborating with other groups. And so that's really what we've focused on, is trying to bridge gaps between these different groups and get people involved.
How are you able to bring some of these groups that you've had through other means, the Levitt Amp Galva Music Series and what you do in Bishop Hill? How do you get them here? I've always been kind of fascinated by that. Every time I read about something new that you're doing or some group that you have perform in the area, I'm like, wow, how did you get them here?
A lot of it is word of mouth,
yeah.
Honestly. Someone will come and they'll perform, and then, you know, they'll tell their friend, or a friend will see, you know, who is also a musician, will see that they played here in the area. And that's usually how that happens. It's usually through word of mouth. I mean, because all the concerts we do are, you know, open to the public. They're, mm-hmm. they're open to all ages. You know, the ones that we do in Galva,
a lot of them are little to no cost.
Yeah.
For those to watch.
For those to watch. Yeah. It's not like a big production where you're spending hundreds of dollars on tickets or something like that. It's very intimate. You're there with the artist. You get to meet the artist. You can have dinner with the artist if you want. Usually, you know, that sort of thing where, you know, everyone can just kind of come together and enjoy that experience.
I'm maybe it's just because I am the way I am, but I've never been a fan of going to like a big venue and seeing a huge concert. I think that intimate setting is really it is really more comfortable and appealing, I think.
It really is, especially the older I get.
Me too.
Standing in long lines, standing, you know, in hot, crowded situations. It's just, you know, expensive food and drinks. Like, I just, that's not really for me. And so that's part of why I do what I do, is to give people an option, and not only adults, but also children. I think it's great to have children involved and be able to bring them to these concerts so they can experience live music. They can experience, you know, world-class performers here, you know, in this area, which, you know, it's not something that, at least, you know, I've grown up in this area, and growing up in the area, I didn't have access to a lot of those things. And so now I've really, you know, to me, I'm very passionate about making that available to people.
That's fantastic. Heartland Connections, you're launching it this weekend with a group coming to the area on Friday. I lived in Springfield a couple of years, and I've heard of this group.
You've heard of them?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually got introduced to them from my friend, Jerry Kolb, who was at WTVP down there, and he did an event. Yeah, he did an event with them, with another group that had played at my house previously, and it was, you know, one thing led to another, and anyway, I went there, and that's how I got introduced to this group, the Deep Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
November 8th, we're going to do we're having
it is November 8th, not this Friday. I'm
right.
Sorry,
it's
about
all right.
That.
No, it's all right. November 8th, we're kind of having 2 weeks of a launch for this Heartland Connections, with the first being that week of November 8th. And so it'll be the Deep Hollow playing that night, and we're going to have some guests come in and talk from different organizations and groups in the area, and just share a little bit about what they're doing in the area, groups that we've partnered with in the past. Because I've found that a lot of times, there's a lot of groups going out there doing great things, but people don't know what they're doing. And so... it's just kind of making that connection, not only between other groups, but between, you know, the general public and these groups. Because there's the other thing too that I've learned is that, you know, people, when given the opportunity, they would like to give back to the community.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people just don't know that there are opportunities to give back. And there, like I said, there's some really great organizations out there that, I want to just kind of highlight what they're doing and give them an opportunity to talk to some people in the community.
That's fantastic. Simply just helping pay it forward in a way that won't cost a lot of money.
Well, and everyone benefits. That's the neat thing. Then the following week, we've got a group coming in called Nova Lima. Most of the group is from Lima, Peru, South America. And they'll be. That's November 14th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thursday, November 14th.
November 14th. And actually, both of those weeks, we're gonna have concerts Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
Wonderful.
Both weeks. So
okay. And they will all be at the Bishop Hill Creative Commons, correct?
It is. Yeah. It used to be the quilt shop there, if you're familiar with the quilt shop. So we're right next to the fire station, 309 North Bishop Hill Street in Bishop Hill.
And everything will start at 6 with the social hour and a potluck, which, of course, I love potlucks.
And then, potlucks are good. It's good,
And then the performance is at 7.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then we'll start, like I said, we'll start probably with a few guests talking, and then we'll have a little bit of music, take a little break, probably have a few more guests, you know, and then come back to some music and then call it an evening.
And you've set up a website for this?
Yeah, heartlandconnections.com.
Okay.
You can also find us on Facebook. And so the thing is with Heartland Connections, like I said, and like you mentioned before, there's a bunch of different places that I'm kind of involved with. And then there's a bunch of other places that we're kind of partnering with. And there's just a lot of things going on in the area. And so the idea with the Heartland Connections, one of the pieces of it is that it's one place where you can go to see a good deal of what's going on in the area. So it's one consolidated calendar.
Yeah.
So everything that I'm doing is on there. Everything that some of these other venues are doing is on there also.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all just kind of trying to work together to give people options. First off, you know, that's the big thing, you know, giving making those opportunities available, but then also making people aware of them, making it easy for people to find out what's going on. And that's the idea behind Heartland Connections.
That's fantastic. At this point, I would normally be out of time, and we didn't get to who you have here. But so what I'm going to do is we're going to take a break, and we'll come back later on in the program, and we will talk about your guest. So
perfect.
John Taylor is here. Again, heartlandconnections.com can give you all the details on his newest venture, and I think it's going to be successful. And no, I'm not, as I jokingly sometimes say, no, I'm not just saying that so I can get easy passage back into Henry County anytime I want. But we appreciate you coming in. Stand by with us for
Thank you.
A little bit. We'll be back with business news and sports before that. And then at 5:40, we'll continue this discussion on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight in our first half hour. You heard me talk with John Taylor, who continues to join me through his new Heartland Connections sort of music series, bringing perhaps a lot of the efforts he's had over the years together to bring live, local, and unique music to the area. And I appreciate you sticking around, John.
Yeah, thank you.
You brought somebody with you today that you have performing tonight, right?
Yeah, I do. So Giovanni Seneca is
yes.
here with me.
Welcome,
Italy.
Giovanni.
Thank you very much.
Talk a little bit, John, first to you about how you got hooked up with him and what makes, from your perspective, his music so unique.
Sure. Well, we were actually trying to figure out how we got connected on the ride over.
yes.
Somehow, but I think it was from the name. I have a house concert series that I call Katazan
yeah.
House Concerts, which means House of John in a Venetian dialect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how we're not exactly sure, but we think that that's how that happened, is somehow he found that because of that Italian connection, perhaps. And anyway, he contacted me and said, hey, I've got a proposal. I'd like to come and play. And I said, okay, yeah, let's make it happen. And so here we are.
So Giovanni, then, it sounds like you liked working with John so much, you couldn't wait to do it again.
Oh, well, this is the first time.
The first time that I tour also in this part of USA. So it's the first time that I am here.
Tell me about your music.
I am a guitarist, classical guitarist. I have attended the conservatory, so I have played classical repertoire until a certain period of my life.
Okay.
Then I begin to compose my own music. My own music is a mixture between classical music and popular music, especially for Mediterranean area. And okay. In this direction, so I used this instrument that is called battente guitar, that is a typical instrument of south of Italy. It is similar to the guitar, classical guitar, but has some steel strings and has a very special sound. And with this guitar, I find new sonorities, not popular, but start from popular music.
Is it difficult to play that type of a guitar?
It's a different technique because you have the a special tuning, so you can make with the bass, you can make the melodies.
Okay.
On the contrary of the normal guitar, that normally there are the treble that you make the melody and the bass you make the bass. In this case, it's the contrary. You make the accompaniment with the trebles and with the bass you can make the melody. So it's it's something and give a very special reverberation sound because the range of this instrument is very short.
Okay. I'm mostly talking as a dumb guy here who listens to music but doesn't know a whole lot about the workings of it otherwise. You mentioned that you started out playing others' music and then you kind of worked into composing your own.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of made you take that leap into composing and playing your own music?
I came from classical guitar, so the
sure.
composers that I have played during my life influenced me a lot. For instance, Aitor Villa-Lobos, and also the composers from 19th century as Mauro Giuliani or others. I mean, what I have played during my classical career influenced me, but also the Napolitan music because I was born in Naples.
Okay.
And I have this tradition of singing songs, Napolitan songs from when I was a child, especially during weddings. With my father, there was an accordionist, not professional, and we go to this big marriage, big weddings, 2 days of music and food and drink, and I learn a lot of Italian songs.
There you go. What better way to learn, really?
That's awesome.
John, if I didn't know any better, this sounds like the textbook definition of the type of person and the type of music you're trying to expose people to in this area.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, I want to bring in all sorts of different styles of music, and especially things that you're not going to see elsewhere around here, that you might have to drive to Chicago or St. Louis or, you know, some larger metropolitan area to be able to see otherwise. Mm-hmm. That's really, to me, that's where the magic happens, is, you know, exposing someone to something new for the first time and then having them, you know, be inspired or entertained or, you know, all of that.
Although I sense a similarity here only because, as much as, you know, I wouldn't necessarily even want to travel to Chicago or maybe even at some points the Quad Cities or Peoria to see bands or groups or singers like this. That's really, though, Chicago is the kind of place where you have a lot of intimate venues where you can get up close and personal with the artist, if you will.
Sure.
It must have been kind of influential in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a musician myself, and yeah. I had played all sorts of different places, and just, you know, from my experience in playing different venues and knowing what I like and what I don't like, and, you know, just kind of the good and the bad, what I've tried to do is just try to keep as much of that good in what I'm doing, the things that I enjoy about the music, just the fellowship of it. Having people come together in those intimate settings, you know, making new connections, meeting people, being able to really connect with the music.
Yeah. Giovanni, is that what appeals to you about this? Maybe that you're not playing in a big city, but you're playing in kind of a nice, intimate, warm sort of small venue?
But it depends. I know, this on this tour in news, I played in several places. I begin in Kennedy Center in Washington, the 23rd of October. So it's a very big venue. then I play in a small venue. I mean,
like the change of pace, I guess, is what I'm saying.
But anyway, for a guitar solo recital, a small venue is perfect because you have a very intimate listening, and also the people you can be in touch. But also sometimes if in big venues, it's also okay. It depends.
Sure. There you go. I totally get that. So John, the performance of Giovanni's tonight, you say?
It is. Yep. So the potluck social hour starts at 6 o'clock, music at 7 p.m. And
that's at?
That's at Bishop Hill Creative Commons, 309 North Bishop Hill Street in Bishop Hill.
So this might almost be the unofficial kickoff to your Heartland Connection
never ends.
Type of thing.
Well, and that's the thing is I do things year round.
Yeah.
So it's not just a rare thing where this sort of thing happens. It happens all the time, and for me, I wanted to make it part of the culture here, where people they have access to the live music like this all the time.
I should mention before we run out of time, John, that again, as we mentioned earlier, you are involved with the music series in Galva that was paid for through the Levitt Amp funds. You're seeking those funds again, are you not?
Yes, and actually we're getting ready to go into a voting phase here. So November 1st through November 20th, we're going to be reaching out to everyone in the community asking for their votes, because those votes are what help us go on to be chosen to get the grant again for another year.
Yeah.
And so to vote, you go to levittamp.org, levittamp.org, and click on vote. And then you go there and you'll see a list of all the different cities you can vote for. And Galva, Illinois is the one you want to vote for.
Darn right Galva is the one you want to vote for. Although I will say that I lived for and worked a couple of years in Springfield.
Yes.
And I saw that they...
you can vote for up to
they
five.
They patterned something sort of similar to what you did here. And I thought that was great, but that's just...
They did, yeah.
I'm a little too familiar with some of the inner workings of Springfield. So it was held in a plot of land that was under some controversy,
yeah.
That was working out pretty well, blah, blah, blah. You don't have that problem in Galva.
No. In fact, we're getting a stage built there, a permanent stage
built
in Wiley Park.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. As a result of all these concerts and everything, it's the cities, you know, they've made that investment, and I couldn't be more excited. It's amazing.
So voting for that again starts on Friday. We'll try to share a link to that when it becomes available. And Yeah, so that's fantastic. On that note, we really are out of time this time.
Well, thank you.
Giovanni, thank you so much. Welcome to the area.
Thank you.
And John Taylor as well. Thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for all you're doing for the region. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
And again, we'll link to Heartland Connections at our website, WGIL.com, as well, and the 11 Amp site as well. Stay tuned. We will have Kim Commando in sports next on Galesburg's Evening News.